So this morning's reflection came to me that I want to talk about love. Not romantic love, but love is a bigger topic. What does it mean when we say we can be love, hold love, be about love? So many years ago, I was on retreat with a teacher named Robert Hall, who died in 2019. And at the time of the retreat, he announced that it was his last at Spirit Rock. He had his own retreat center in Mexico, and travel was becoming more difficult for him. So he was emotional at this life transition and reflecting on his life. And he shared beautiful stories about his best friend from childhood that he had maintained a friendship through adulthood that had died 2 weeks prior to this retreat. And he shared that teachers too get insights on retreat and that he had gained his own. And he told me something, he told us something that really, really touched me. And I want to share it with you. He told us, he said, you know, I always thought that the measure of a man was how many people show up to your funeral. And I've realized on this retreat that I've had it all wrong my whole life. Because that is a measure of other people's capacity to love. The people that show up to your funeral have the capacity to love you. So he shared that his insight was, actually, I realize now that the measure of a man is how many funerals do you show up for? And I just thought that so touched me. That is so beautiful. Wow. And such huge opportunity to just reflect further in that. And it really made me think that if you love difficult people and they don't have the capacity to love you back, were they worthy of your love? Does my love come with expectation? And I'm not talking about healthy boundaries or, you know, giving. I'm talking more of holding love. Is love a method to get something in return? So if a tree falls in a forest and nobody hears it, does it make a sound? Does the volitional action of my love-based action create a karmic sound? Does it matter if I individually heard the karmic sound? Was it worth it? So what does it mean to be love? What did Robert Hall come to closer to the end of his life? So when we build our capacity to radiate love from our heart center in more of the traditional loving kindness practice, what impact do we make on the world? Can we measure it? Will we even know it? How does this capacity to radiate love, to be love, change our everyday right action, change how we live our life. There's a book I really like, really believing myself that love is a verb, love requires action, even if that action is radiating from our heart. And there's an author called David Rico, and the book is How to Be an Adult in Relationships, The Five Keys to Mindful Loving. And the five keys, according to David Rico, are attention, affection, appreciation, accepting, and allowing. So when we reflect on these five keys, we can see how our mindfulness practice can enhance our capacity to be love. So the Brahma Viharas are sometimes referred to as the four aspects of love. They're similar to these five keys. If we really can start to dissect them, they might overlap. Loving kindness, compassion, empathetic joy, and equanimity. So I want to share a practice from Thich Nhat Hanh that relates to that now, that we can spend a few minutes just reflecting in our heart. Thich Nhat Hanh offers four mantras for what he calls the practice of true love. And I'll share them with you. So recognizing that love requires our presence, the first mantra he shares is, "Dear one, I'm here for you. Dear one, I'm here for you. And recognizing that it also requires that we recognize the presence of the other, Thich Nhat Hanh shares, "Dear one, I know that you're here and it makes me very happy. When a loved one is suffering, how do we offer our presence? Dear one, I know that you're suffering, and that is why I'm here with you. And the last of the four is when we are suffering, and sometimes it's the other person that's caused our suffering. Dear one, I am suffering. Please help." So maybe I'm going to read those again, and we can maybe visualize a person that you want to love. Maybe it'd be a romantic, a friend, any type of relationship you have. See if you can visualize sharing this four mantras in relationship to that person. Dear one, I'm here for you. Dear one, I know that you're here and it makes me very happy. Dear one, I know that you're suffering and that is why I'm here for you. Dear one, I am suffering. Please help.